Did you think you would end up here? How did you physically make this happen?
I wasn't really sure where I was going to end up. It was just a blessing to get another opportunity to play again.
What did you know about this team and this organization before coming here?
I always heard it was a great organization, a great chance to get out there and get the opportunity to go for another championship.
How can you help them?
The biggest thing off top is going to be special teams. Just come out and make as many plays as I can on special teams.
One of the things that Matthew Slater said when we spoke with him last week, you remember the game in the AFC Championship game a couple of years ago where you knocked the ball free from Danny Woodhead.
That was a big play, man, but at the end of the day, they ended up with the one, so it really wasn't that pivotal to the game, but it definitely was a big play in the game.
How helpful was it for you that the timing of when you signed? You have almost 2 weeks before your first game. Does that put a little less? Did it put a little less pressure on you to have to really gobble everything up right off the bat?
It actually helped me to get in and get acclimated a little bit. So it definitely helped out just getting in a week early and not have to just go right in and jump into a game.
On the other hand, did it almost hurt having 6 days of a bye week to not really be able to show what you can do on the field?
Not really, man. I got a chance to get in the playbook, really get to learn some of the stuff, get to see what the difference is from where I was coming from and where I'm at now. So. Definitely helped out.
McCorn, I apologize if you answered this question before we got here, but from afar, from watching this organization, playing against them, what were your thought process before you stepped into the organization and now that you're here? You know, has the reality been what you expected?
Definitely what I expected. Also what I heard. I heard it was a great organization. The guys accepted me pretty well, so I'm definitely glad to be here.
You, in your opinion, makes a good special teams player.
A guy that's just going to put it all on the line, man. That's what it comes down to. Special team is really a fight. That's what it comes down to. If you just come out there and just fight every play, then you'll be sure.
Was that sort of your niche with the Ravens as well? And can you sort of explain sort of what you were doing with them?
Definitely. That was my thing, just going out there and being the outplay the guy that's in front of me. It's just a one-on-one battle, and it comes down to will. And you want to have that fight in you to will against on special teams.
Can you explain what happened this year with them? You know, you were obviously with them in preseason and camp, right? Mm-hmm. And how that all unfolded?
Numbers game. You know how the business goes. Just got caught in the numbers game. Mm-hmm.
And what was it like for you when the season started, basically, you know, having played for two seasons? Right.
Well, I actually wasn't healthy. I messed up my hamstring, so I wasn't able to really be out there and play. But it kind of sucked just watching other teams play and not being able to be out there. So it's a blessing just to get back out here and get on the field.
So it wasn't like you were working out for a bunch of teams.
Right.
It was more like, let me get healthy.
Exactly.
And when did you get healthy?
About week five, I think I really kind of got to my point where I can. Yeah.
You came here, right?
Mm-hmm. That was
sort of.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
The point where I can just feel like I can really do everything full speed and get out there and compete. So,
You had a bunch of other stops after you were here?
Yes, I actually went to a few places, but I'm kind of glad I ended up here.
Big topic in the NFL today is that Ed Reed was released by the Texans, and everyone's, maybe he'll come here, maybe come to the Patriots, who have always had admiration for him. What was he like as a teammate, and what are your thoughts on him being available?
Great guy, man. A wonderful player as well. He's one of those guys that stands out in the locker room. He really helps out your locker room. He keeps your team together. Definitely kind of surprised. I didn't know anything about that. It would be a great thing to have another familiar face in the locker room. So.
Anything in particular that he helped you with in your time with the Raiders?
A lot of things, man. He was actually my favorite player coming out of college. And just being able to get in there and just follow what he do, just watch what he do as far as taking care of your body and knowing what to eat and how to go hot tub, cold tub, good massages. So he taught me a lot of things indirectly. Yeah.
Thank you.